So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. So, you know how fans really didn't like the 2016 Ghostbusters reboot?
We didn't make a Ghostbusters movie in 2016.
No, we did.
Nope, that never happened, I'm pretty sure.
But yeah, no, we did, and Ghostbusters fans were not very happy.
Okay, fine, yeah, we did. I don't know why you're bringing it up, though.
Well, sir, actually, I think we can leverage the fact that they didn't like it.
What do you mean?
Well, see, if they were so unhappy with it, that probably means they'd still pay for a movie that does satisfy their needs.
Oh, that's genius,
and then they'll feel okay about buying the merch again.
Exactly, sir.
So then we can make a version that honors the original.
So what happens in this thing?
Well, Egon Spengler straight up dies, right?
Oh my god.
But not like it's in a pretty cool badass way, like he's battling ghosts on his farm and stuff.
Oh, okay.
So his daughter Callie and his granddaughter Phoebe, they're left his farmhouse in this small town in Oklahoma. Oh, you know what? Shove that Finn Wolfhard kid into the family too. We gotta get him in this thing.
We do.
Yeah, anything 80s, early 90s nostalgia related, you gotta shove that kid in there.
There's not really much for him to do.
I'm sorry, it's just we don't know that putting that kid into 80s nostalgia stuff makes it successful, but it's like, why risk it, you know?
Fair enough.
So this Phoebe kid is super smart and super into science, right?
Okay.
And at this new house, a ghost is like playing chess with her. Like every time she comes home, a piece is moved.
Oh my god, that must freak her out completely.
Nah, she kind of just goes on with her day, even after seeing some pieces literally float.
Really?
So she makes a friend named Podcast, and I guess her brother develops a crush.
Finn.
And so then a big chunk of the movie is these kids walking around, discovering various pieces of Ghostbusters memorabilia, and trying to figure out stuff we already know.
Interesting. What kind of Ghostbusters stuff are we talking?
Oh, we're bringing a bunch of stuff back. We're talking stacked books, proton packs, a Twinkie, a Crunch Bar wrapper.
Oh, yeah, I think I remember something about a Crunch Bar.
The hardcore fans will remember.
Does one of the characters get pleasured by a ghost?
Oh, my god, no.
Well, I mean, that happened in the original movie. There was a whole scene where Ray gets
No, we're not doing that, though.
Okay, kind of cherry-picking your Easter eggs there.
Yeah, well, that's not really in line with the nostalgic, borderline religious vibe we're going with.
All right.
So anyway, Phoebe finds a ghost trap and discovers that her grandfather was a Ghostbuster, but she doesn't know what that means.
Oh, she doesn't?
Nope. So her teacher, Gary Gruberson, explains it to her. It's just one of those things that people don't really talk about anymore.
There was a massive ghost attack in New York City and a giant marshmallow walked down the streets. The Ghostbusters were on the cover of Time magazine.
Yeah, it wasn't a huge thing, turns out.
They rode the Statue of Liberty down the streets of New York.
Get all the way off my back about it. People don't talk about it.
You know what? I will get off it.
Thank you. So Phoebe teams up with her teacher to test out the ghost trap she found.
Okay.
And so they accidentally set this interdimensional being free, and it dashes towards this mine that's in town.
Well, they must completely freak out.
Maybe for a second, but they all go on with their lives.
As if they hadn't just seen that?
Yeah, and so by now, Phoebe's figured out that the ghost she played chess with is her grandfather, and he starts showing her how to repair some old Ghostbusters merchandise.
Wow, everybody seems pretty chill about interacting with ghosts.
We'll see if they reacted like normal human beings and freaked the hell out, that would kind of derail the story here.
Fair enough.
And so we're also gonna have this scene where the kids drive the Ecto-1 through town trying to catch this ghost named Muncher.
Oh, very fun.
Yeah, and then they all get thrown in jail, which is a thing that happens to children.
Wow.
So while they're in jail, Phoebe gives a call to Ray Stantz. He's from the original movies.
He sure is, sir.
So he goes on this big exposition tear where he explains everything that's happened and how Egon left with all the equipment.
Oh.
And he's like, Egon Spengler can rotten hell.
Oh my god.
Yeah, cause see, that's a big part of these reboots where you bring back the older characters. You gotta find out that they've been miserable for the past couple decades.
Extremely depressing.
Definitely. So eventually, Gary's gonna... Oh, actually, I left some openings here in the script, Mad Lib style.
Oh, fun.
So I need the name of a store that will give us a lot of money to be included in the movie.
Walmart. Walmart would.
Fantastic. And then the name of a product that will give us a lot of money to be included in the movie.
Baskin-Robbins ice cream.
Okay, so Gary goes to Walmart to buy some Baskin-Robbins ice cream.
Oh, product placement Mad Libs is tight.
It's very fun, sir. So while he's there, he sees these mini Stay Puft marshmallows come to life, because that's a thing from the original Ghostbusters.
Right,
but didn't the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man come to life because Gozer took the form of something Ray was thinking about? Yeah, but baby versions of iconic characters are very good merchandising opportunities.
That's a good point.
Please carry on.
So they all do a bunch of wacky stuff around this Walmart, right? They even cook each other on the barbecues they have there.
Oh, God, I don't think you can turn on the display barbecues at Walmart.
You can't?
I mean, I don't think a single Walmart would still be standing if you could turn those on.
That's a good point, but we're gonna have them do it anyway.
Fair enough.
So Gary tries to run away, but he gets attacked by a terror dog, so he gets possessed.
Oh no.
And so does Phoebe's mom, Callie.
Oh no, again.
Yeah, and so then we're gonna redo the third act of the original, pretty much beat for beat, but with different locations.
Oh, we are?
Yes, he turns out that guy that built the skyscraper in the original as a portal for Gozer, he built this mine as a portal for Gozer.
That is a different location.
And the kids realize that Egon set up a bunch of ghost traps at the farm, so they need to lure Gozer there.
Oh boy.
But then the trap malfunctions, so they have to battle this super powerful being.
Is that gonna be hard to do?
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, then the original Ghostbusters show up out of nowhere with all their equipment and costumes, which I guess Egon didn't actually take.
Oh, a cameo ex machina.
Exactly. So they cross the streams like in the original movie, but it doesn't work at first.
Uh-oh.
But then the ghost of Egon Spengler shows up, and we'll kind of digitally recreate Harold Ramis since he passed away in real life.
Oh.
But very tastefully.
Tastefully, yeah, of course. Extremely tastefully.
Of course, like it's like a tribute.
Of course. Of course.
And then, you know, while we're treading into these waters, maybe we sell an action figure of Egon Spengler as a ghost.
Oh.
Yeah, maybe we also sell some toys of this digital recreation of a deceased actor that we've made. You know, maybe a bit of toy money comes our way as a tribute.
Uh-huh.
Maybe. And, you know, maybe the tagline on the box says, "The family that busts together," you know, as a tribute. But, like, tastefully?
Tastefully, of course.
Okay, then, yeah, let's definitely cash in. Yeah, okay.
Amazing.
And so that's about it. What do you think?
Well, it sounds like a movie made for the fans, you know, and a nice farewell to the Ghostbusters franchise.
Of course. But we could set up some sequels, though.
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
Hey everybody, Ryan here. That's me. Thanks for watching the video. And if you liked it, feel free to click the like button and the subscribe button and all, you know, buttons of that nature. You can also leave a comment down below letting me know what other movies you want to see pitches for. There are also like hundreds of other episodes on the channel that you can check out if you want. As always, check back soon for a new one. Bye. Bye. Bye.